students with disabilities can sometimes have trouble connecting with their peers and reaching their full potential in the classroom.
Some Wisconsin educators are getting creative with tools that make school more inclusive and accessible for every student's needs.
In Rhinelander, Central Elementary School has installed a speech board on its playground to help nonverbal students communicate and make friends.
Maddie Sawinski is a speech therapist at Central Elementary School who helped get the communication tool installed. Maddie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Can you first explain what this nonverbal speech board is?
Yeah, so it is a vinyl poster-like board that we have on our playground here at my elementary school. And it has some different symbols on it with vocabulary specific to words that our children would use on the playground to help them better communicate. Because we do have some students who are non-speaking or don't use verbal speech yet to communicate. They have an electronic communication device usually to help them communicate their message. And sometimes it's a little bit bulky or not very easy for them to carry that around on the playground. So this communication board is another option for them to use to communicate to their peers and their teachers.
Can you give an example of a symbol that gets used on this board?
Yeah, so there's a few different like pronouns. So a student could make a message saying, "I want a drink," because it's really hot out. So I've seen that used recently, so they could communicate to the teacher, you know, "I'm hot, I want a drink," or I need to go to the bathroom. Stuff like that they communicate, or about specific equipment. So like we have real pictures of our slide, our swings, our tunnel that we have. So if they got hurt on something, they could maybe say like "hurt on the swings" or something like that. A lot of different messages they can use with our vocabulary that we have.
Right, because playgrounds seem like a place where communication is so key. You know, who gets to use the swings or who's next in line for another piece of equipment, and kids need to negotiate and also talk with the teacher on the playground. Is this board helping to serve those playground interactions?
Yeah, for sure. Because we do have some messages or some symbols on there for turn taking. So they could say "my turn" or "your turn," or, you know, to communicate to one of their friends, you know, "I don't want to play tag anymore. I want swings," or different messages like that. So it's really helping with some of those peer interactions that we try and target at the younger age, the 4K age, especially. Turn taking and social interactions is something that we've seen really kind of take off and benefit from our board on the playground.
Yeah. What has the playground been like since the board was established and has its place on the playground?
Yeah, it's been really cool to see all of the students use it and interact with it. You know, this board it really benefits those students who are non-speaking and who use a communication device. But really, it's just good for all kids to have and to be exposed to. You know, there's the alphabet, there's the numbers, there's American Sign Language symbols on it. So just exposing all of our students to those things. And it's just been really cool to see them be interested in that. You know, they've seen some words, like sight words that they learn in the classroom too. They're like, "Hey, Miss Maddie, I see, you know, I, that's a sight word." It's been really cool to see all students use it and interact with it. They love looking at it and they're really excited to use it.
I wonder, why give these tools for nonverbal communication instead of just trying to make students speak out loud? How does giving them these tools help in their growth and development?
Yeah, so some students just, you know, some students are non-speaking and they just aren't able to use verbal speech yet. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because, you know, all forms of communication are valid and accepted, you know, whether that's verbal speech or whether that's using an AAC device, a communication board or, you know, a tablet or something like that. That's all, you know, it's a way to communicate, and we shouldn't be, you know, like forcing students to talk verbally. So it's just another option for them to use. You know, so it's just been really great that they get so many different options on the playground with their device or the board, or some of them know ASL to use all of those different modalities.
Maddie, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me again.
That is Maddie Sawinski, a speech therapist at Central Elementary School in Rhinelander. She was with us to talk about a new speech board her school put up on the playground to help nonverbal students communicate with their peers. Now we're taking a step back and looking more broadly at the kinds of tools and interventions that help make Wisconsin classrooms more accessible for students with disabilities. Denise Clark is a special and early childhood education professor at UW-Oshkosh and a former special education teacher at the middle and elementary school level. Denise, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
How are new tools like this playground tool we heard Maddie talk about, nonverbal communication board, how do you see these tools improving support for students' needs?
Yes, this augmentative communication device is really a fantastic option, and we want to encourage as many ways for students to communicate as possible. This kind of visual communication really assists in developing verbal communication, as well as is a wonderful tool for students who are nonverbal.
How much do accessibility tools tend to focus on the learning materials, the classroom stuff, versus the social development and the peer communication that might happen on a playground? Or do those efforts kind of cross over in, with one another?
Yes, special education teachers, as well as related service providers, including speech language teachers and pathologists, work really hard in all of those areas, and communication is critical, absolutely, for their participation in academics, but also for facilitating relationships, certainly for safety, and the playground is an excellent example of a place that that would be the case. And so they have to work collaboratively to develop augmentative communication and skills that students need in all of those areas, both academic, social, self-advocacy.
How can teachers make these accessibility tools really inclusive as part of the school, as part of the classroom environment, and preventing them from becoming something that perhaps stigmatizes a student for their needs?
Yeah, making differences in the ways that we communicate and the ways that we learn normal and part of everyday life from early on and throughout education is exactly the best practice that we want to do. Special education is a support, as are the related services, and they don't have to be in a different place. We can have all of the students learn together. And research shows us that there are greater gains both for students with and without disabilities when students all learn together.
Denise, you mentioned earlier that schools are under stress, that there are strains. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that there are a lot of ways that the pressures that families face and that children face are reflected in our classrooms. And so our students come to school with a variety of differences and challenges, and teachers have a lot of students, large caseloads, and limited time and resources. And so we have to have teachers have the collaborative time to develop these relationships. Speech therapists, special education teachers, and general education teachers, for them to be able to deliver these services in the classrooms, they have to be able to plan and collaborate and continue to learn about new strategies. And so having ways that teachers can do those things and have the support in the classroom to have all students learn together takes a lot.
Denise, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Denise Clark is a special and early childhood education professor at UW-Oshkosh. She was with us to discuss ways to make Wisconsin classrooms more accessible to students with disabilities. And earlier, we heard from speech therapist Maddie Sawinski at Central Elementary School in Rhinelander about her school's new nonverbal communication board on the playground.